Today on Mark and Friends, we love to feature homegrown ministries and to highlight what the Lord is doing in and through people here in Central Illinois. And we welcome to the microphone Dennis Venturini. And Dennis just came out with a brand new CD, and he's been ministering to the community for many years. Thanks for joining us, Dennis, on Mark and Friends.
Thanks for having me, Donna.
Let's spend a few minutes getting to know you first, Dennis, before we hear your music. Tell us a little bit about your faith journey.
I was raised in a big Italian family on the north side. Yeah, I went to Catholic grade school and Lanfair High School. Graduated and started working for the city of Springfield later on. How I came to know the Lord is I met a brother that was working out at the lake for City Water Light and Power. His name was Timmy Knox. Timmy used to witness to me a lot about the Lord and about the Bible and shared with me a lot of things I never heard before. And over probably a few months, I realized that I'd never really accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior, even though I was, you know, raised in a religious background. His life really spoke to me because I never really seen a born-again Christian really living for the Lord. And his life and his testimony and the things he shared with me about the Bible really affected me. I prayed and asked the Lord to come in my heart when I was probably about 20. Later on, I didn't give my life to the Lord completely, but later on, there was a death in the family, and so I just saw how quickly life can be taken from us. I believe the Lord was calling me, so I gave my life to the Lord at a young age.
That's wonderful. It makes all the difference. Now, you've got this musical talent that the Lord has developed in you. How did that come about? And tell us a little bit about your musical journey.
I really didn't play music any, you know, growing up or anything. And basically, you know, nobody in our family really played that I can remember. When I was about 20, I started living with these Christians on the south side. And there's a gal, she was married, named Vicky. And she taught me a couple chords. So, you know, I just kind of messed around with some chords. I really wasn't very serious. On and off over the years, I just got a little bit more serious. But I think about 5 years ago, I had a few songs, you know, in me that I had written way back, probably in my 20s. And I thought, you know, I might as well put these songs, put them on an album or record them. I just went into the studio, and I only had like five songs. 4 years later, we ended up with 20 tracks. So that's kind of how that came about.
Let's listen to one of your songs. Tell us about Keep on the Sunny Side.
Keep on the Sunny Side. Well, that's one we recorded towards the end. And I thought, this is such a cool, happy song. I looked it up because you have to do these things when you do copyright. So this song is all the way back from 1899 by Ada Blinkhorn and Howard Entwistle. Yeah, it's an upbeat, happy song.
Sunny side, we also may view. Keep on the sunny side.
And it's on your CD, A Runner's Will. You also include some beautiful hymns. Tell me how you came about choosing Blessed Assurance.
Blessed Assurance. Well, that's a favorite written by Fanny Crosby way back in 1873, if you can believe that. She was a blind believer, and I looked her up, and she wrote over 8,000 hymns. Amazing. And it's always been a favorite of mine, and I've been playing it for many years. And what was kind of cool is when I went to record it, most artists, professionals that is, they do it kind of slow. When I got in the studio, as usual, I got kind of nervous and started, you know, playing the chords. It's this beautiful chord progression. It kind of came out fast, so we thought it would be cool to kind of do like a little bit of a rocky version of it.
Visiting with Dennis Venturini, an artist here in the Springfield, Central Illinois area. He has just released his first CD called A Runner's Will. And Dennis, you've got quite a few original songs on this CD, and maybe people will really be able to identify with this next one. I just thought it was so cute. It's called That Laugh.
Yeah, thanks for the compliments, Donna. That Laugh, well, I was just messing around in the living room and started coming up with some lines. Of course, it turned into, it's a tribute to Dad, the Andy Griffith Show, how he just, we would all bust out laughing just watching him watching that show.
Our favorite shows late in the afternoon, and our dad would be sitting back in his chair, and soon laughter would fill the room. The Andy Griffith Show would be on TV. It seemed to lift his burden of life. He especially liked Don Knotts' character and the star of the show, Barney Fife. He laughed so hard his whole body shook, and then bada bing, bada boom, he just said that laugh that would make you laugh like everyone else in the room. Dad's been gone for many years now. All raise our glass, make a toast. Here's to Dad and his love for us all, and that laugh that I miss the most. So if you are sad and down in the dumps, and your days are full of heartache and strife, all you really need is Jesus in your heart and the daily dose of Barney Fife. And laugh really hard and laugh out loud, and then bada bing, bada boom, you may just have that laugh that makes everyone laugh in the room. So laugh really hard and laugh out loud, and then you'll be on a roll.
We'll close out our time with you, Dennis, with another hymn favorite, A Mighty Fortress. Tell us your thinking behind including that in your CD.
I chose that because a dear friend of mine, Terry Huffman, showed me the little instrumental on that, you know, 30, 40 years ago. And I just liked the simplicity of it, and I thought, I gotta record this, not only because it's my favorite Christian battle song of all time that Martin Luther wrote back in the 1500s. I love the words of that song, and so That song only has acoustic guitar, a cello, a violin in it, and it's very simple. My neighbor, Common Petkov, he's a violin teacher in town. He did the violin on it. Yeah, I just thought it would be cool to put that on.
Along with your music, we know another passion of yours is for the persecuted church, and you're very connected to Voice of the Martyrs.
I got to go to a conference in September in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, where they're based out of, and that was amazing. I got to hear testimonies from people from different countries, Malaysia, Iran, Africa, and I've been supporting them for years and years. And I get emails from them and, you know, quarterly calls and stuff. And in November of 2025, 7,000, Donna, Christians were slaughtered in Nigeria, eastern, western, and northern Nigeria. 7,000 in just November alone. Out in the remote villages, and nothing's being done to mainly by Boko Haram and the Fulani militant herdsmen. How do you not have a heart for there are brothers and sisters in the Christian faith and in our Christian family? So I try to pray for them daily, and I support the Voice of the Martyrs and many other ministries like that, like Global Christian Relief and different ministries like that.
Well, Well, Dennis, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us and your music. We've been listening to Dennis Venturini. He just came out with his first CD called A Runner's Will. You can contact Dennis at dennislev1890@gmail.com. And if you need that information, you can always contact the studios. Thank you so much for being a part of Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media, and we appreciate your partnership in this ministry. Also, if you hear a program you'd like to hear again, or maybe share with someone else and let them know about a past program, you can always find it at this station's website. It sits under the Mark and Friends tab. Just click on Mark and Friends, and then you'll see it right there in an MP3 format, and you can download it no charge. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.